Imagine your child melting down over something seemingly trivial, a broken cookie, a change in plans, or homework frustration. Your instinct might be a punish, plead, or give in. But what if these explosions aren't willful defiance, but signals that your child lacks crucial skills? This revolutionary perspective forms the foundation of Dr. Ross Green's approach. Traditional parenting assumes children misbehave because they want something or haven't been disciplined effectively. Green flips this completely. Kids do well if they can. When children aren't doing well, it's not because they lack motivation, it's because they lack skills. 7-year-old Philip didn't dump eggs in the sink to be defiant. He lacked the flexibility to handle unexpected changes, the emotional regulation to manage disappointment, and the communication skills to express his needs appropriately. This paradigm shift transforms how we respond to challenging behaviors. Instead of asking, "How can I make my child behave?" we ask, "What's getting in my child's way?" Behind every tantrum or explosive episode lies a set of underdeveloped cognitive skills, not character flaws or deliberate choices. Many explosive children struggle with cognitive flexibility, the ability to adapt when things don't go as expected. For 6-year-old Courtney, a rained-out park visit wasn't just disappointing, it was catastrophic because her rigid thinking made shifting gears impossible. Another common challenge is difficulty managing emotions. While all children experience strong feelings, most develop the ability to set emotions aside temporarily to think clearly. Problem-solving difficulties compound these challenges. When faced with obstacles, these children either act impulsively or freeze. Communication difficulties make everything worse. Children lacking language skills may resort to physical responses like hitting because they literally don't know what else to say. Traditional parenting focuses on behaviors like tantrums or defiance. Green's approach instead targets unsolved problems, specific situations triggering challenging behaviors because they demand skills your child hasn't yet developed. These aren't random explosions, but patterns in particular circumstances, transitions between activities, handling disappointment, or morning routines. When Debbie and Kevin assessed their daughter Jennifer, they identified lagging skills and numerous unsolved problems, including difficulty with family dinners, breakfast preferences, turning off videos, TV conflicts with her brother, homework, and bedtime. The key is specificity. After identifying all problems, prioritize the top three based on safety concerns, frequency, and impact. Green presents three approaches. Plan A solves problems unilaterally through imposed adult solutions, effective only for immediate safety concerns but otherwise counterproductive. Plan C involves temporarily setting aside certain expectations, not giving in, but strategic prioritization. Plan B, collaborative problem solving, forms the core of Green's method. Despite conventional wisdom against collaborating with children, Plan B actually puts parents more in charge. The process involves gathering information about your child's difficulties, sharing why the expectation matters, and working together toward mutually satisfactory solutions. The first crucial step in collaborative problem solving is gathering information about what's making it difficult for your child to meet expectations. Begin with neutral language. "I've noticed that you're having difficulty getting ready for bed at night. What's up?" Focus on understanding rather than lecturing or rushing to solutions. When children respond with "I don't know" or silence, give them time to think. They might truly not know, fear consequences, struggle with articulation, or simply be stalling. If they can't identify their concern, offer educated guesses based on past experiences. For vague responses like "it's boring," use drilling techniques, reflective listening, asking specific who, what, where, when questions, exploring situational variability, inquiring about thoughts, breaking problems into components, and identifying patterns. The empathy step often reveals surprising insights. A child refusing homework might have handwriting difficulties rather than laziness, Or a child fighting bedtime might fear the dark rather than testing limits. Understanding these underlying concerns leads to solutions that address the real problems. After understanding your child's concerns, introduce your perspective with phrases like, "My concern is," or "The thing is." Adult concerns typically involve how the problem affects the child, health, safety, learning, or others. Be specific. Instead of saying, "I'm worried about your future," say, "I'm concerned that without practice writing paragraphs, starting them will continue to be difficult for you, and your good ideas won't get expressed." Children will address your concerns once they see you addressing theirs. The final step is collaborative problem solving. Invite your child with phrases like, "I wonder if there's a way for us to solve this problem," or "Let's think about how we can work that out." Recap both sets of concerns for clarity. This process requires patience and creativity. The goal isn't immediate perfection, but starting a collaborative process that may need refinement. If your child has no ideas, offering your own suggestions is fine. Before finalizing any solution, ensure it's realistic, both parties can follow through, and mutually satisfactory, addressing everyone's concerns. First solutions often need adjustment, as implementation reveals unforeseen challenges. The journey with an explosive child is challenging, but becomes more manageable with the right approach. This method transforms not just individual behaviors, but entire family systems, creating healthier communication patterns between all family members, including often overlooked siblings. For two-parent families, Plan B can resolve tensions between different disciplinary styles, whether imposing adult will or letting things slide, by helping parents learn new skills alongside their child and solve problems durably. Progress comes gradually through better communication, stronger relationships, and fewer concerning behaviors. Success signs include viewing your child's difficulties with compassion rather than frustration, improved communication, your child participating in problem solving, and mutual commitment to working together. As one mother discovered, focusing on making each day slightly better than the last proved more effective than pursuing normalcy. Remember, kids do well if they can, so do parents. When things aren't going well, it's not because anyone chooses difficulty, it's because someone lacks the necessary skills. By identifying those lagging skills and solving problems collaboratively, families can transform conflict into connection and chaos into calm. Implementing collaborative problem solving requires practice and patience. Start with less emotionally charged issues when both you and your child are calm. The process may feel awkward initially, but becomes more natural over time. Consider preparing opening statements beforehand, such as, "I've noticed homework has been difficult lately. What's up?" Maintain a curious rather than accusatory tone. If emotions escalate, pause and resume the conversation later when everyone is receptive. Be prepared to adjust solutions that don't work as expected. This isn't failure, but part of the natural refinement process. Document successful strategies for future application. Celebrate small victories, a tear-free conversation, a smooth morning routine, or an easier transition. These incremental improvements reflect growing skills for both you and your child. This approach also transforms sibling relationships. By modeling respectful problem solving, parents teach all their children valuable conflict resolution skills. Siblings of explosive children often develop remarkable empathy and flexibility. When the entire family adopts the collaborative mindset, everyone benefits from clearer communication. The goal isn't perfect behavior, but creating a family system where everyone feels heard, respected, and equipped to handle challenges.